This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, Chronicles of an Unlikely Couple, where we will share our swinger escapades, the good, the bad, the sexy, and the not so sexy.
Enjoy the show, everybody.
Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
First, where you can find the podcast, we are everywhere. You can find us on any of the regular podcast platforms now, so please check us out at Front Porch Swingers everywhere. We also have a blog that corresponds with the episodes at frontporchswingers.com.
Which we will add some more information to as we continue, pictures and all that good stuff. It's a really kind of a cool space. We like it.
Yeah, I just put up a new blog the other day, too, that's just a blog. It has nothing to do with any of the podcast episodes. So it gives you a little bit of behind the scenes on us and what we're all about. So please check that out. Mm-hmm. And then we also have an email address, mail, M-A-I-L, at frontporchswingers.com. We want to say a huge thank you to those of you who have already reached out.
We've had some really very cool communication with some people.
Yeah, we want to give a special shout out to Dee from the UK.
Yeah, Dee is awesome, big supporter. And without folks who are emailing us and reaching out to us, you know, it would be difficult for us to continue doing what we're doing. But the word is spreading, and people are enjoying it. So
yeah, it's been great. So please continue to do that. We love communicating with you guys. Twitter has also been a great place for us to do that. We've received a lot of direct messages, a lot of retweets, so thank you so much for the support there. We just feel really fortunate to be able to connect with people from around the world who agree with our journey, who enjoy our journey, who enjoy what we're doing. They like my booty pics.
Sure they do.
Heard that a few times.
Sure they do.
It's always a nice little ego boost.
Yeah.
So thank you for that, guys. We're at Twitter. We're at FP Swingers, or you can obviously search for Front Porch Swingers and find us there.
Yeah.
So what have we been up to this week?
We've had a lot of stuff going on this week. We have some very cool stuff going on. We'll tease a little bit later on, having to do with the podcast.
Yes.
So that's good stuff. We are getting ready to go to another event. We're going to talk about our second event, second swinger event today, but we have agreed and committed to and reserved space at our third swinger event.
I still have no fucking idea how you talked me into this. It's so insane.
I feel like it's important. We're in a different place now in the lifestyle. I think we'll have a very different perspective.
That is true. We're not rookies anymore. We kind of have our feet underneath us in terms of understanding where the hell we fit in.
Well, we also know exactly what we're getting into at this particular event, because this is the same town we went to for the first party. So those of you who listened to our first swinger party podcast, stay tuned, because we're headed to the same town again.
Round two. Ding, ding, ding.
Round two in this particular town. And I think we're going to have a very different experience. If nothing else, we're going to find it far more humorous.
Yes, for
That's
sure.
That's for sure.
What else have we had going on this week? Oh, we went to a Halloween concert. That was fun. A non-kinky one.
Yeah.
But we put a pickup on Twitter.
Yeah. Put a picture on Twitter of us in our swinger costumes, which is pretty much just us.
Yeah, but we did look good. I thought we were looking pretty sharp.
You look super cute. It was a great event. Great concert. Great music.
80s. All 80s music.
Yeah, it was from my neck of the woods. It was good stuff.
Before I was born.
Long before you were born. But it was good stuff. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. And we got some new toys.
We did get some new toys. And we'll probably outline them a little bit more as we get further into some podcasts. But we should say that I surprised you one afternoon with a vibrating butt plug, which is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, I think it's so funny how most women are so excited, like when their husbands or boyfriends bring home flowers or chocolates or something. You present me with an anal vibrator, and I'm like, yes.
Yeah, it was
the best thing ever.
Yeah, it's rechargeable. It is for real. That thing is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's amazing. You were like spanking me with it in one night.
Oh, yeah.
Real good.
Super hot. Love that thing. Over my knee, because you're naughty and sometimes you deserve a spanking.
I guess I do.
I'm totally
naughty all the time. I need spankings all the time.
You totally do. But it's just sometimes not appropriate to bend you over, like, you know, at the restaurant.
Well, it really should be.
So I don't disagree.
I hope that changes one day.
I don't disagree. I think it should be, spanking should be acceptable everywhere. Properly administered, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Butt plug and all.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, also, you've had a play date, which we're not going to talk about today in detail, but we could tease that a little bit. You had a play date.
Well, yeah. So are you talking about the single guy that we met?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, hopefully everyone has listened to our episode last week that we did.
Episode 6.
And I did get on a tangent about single guys. And as it turns out, we got a lot of feedback from people that listen to that podcast who share our sentiment.
Yeah, a lot of couples saying this is exactly what we have experienced with single guys too.
Yeah, but also, oddly enough, single guys out there, listen up. The couples that reached out to us were also, hey, we like to play with single guys too. Thank you so much for saying something because this is a problem for us too. So guys, smarten the fuck up. Listen up. These couples want to play with you. Don't make it difficult for couples to want to fucking hang out with you.
Yeah, we won't go into any more detail on that. Listen to episode 6. Brian already went off on a tangent on it.
Yeah, I've already warned some single guys out. My apologies in advance. however, we did have, you had a play date with a single guy.
I met a guy.
We both met him, actually. We had the opportunity to meet him together.
Yes.
And then some time went by, schedules conflicted, and you had the opportunity to play with him, which was a big deal. It was a lot of fun, and it was a little different for us this time around.
Yeah, so more to come on that. I'm really looking forward to that podcast episode because it was just something completely different than what we've done in the past. So
Very hot, very, very exciting, and very different. So it was a good time. We're looking forward to talking about that. But today, as we intimated, is about our second swinger party with the same group that we went to for the first party.
Right.
So spoiler alert. Not awesome, except we made it awesome, I guess. But the party itself was not what we were hoping for. It was different. It was better.
I'm going to say, I think this was one of the first times that you and I had very different perspectives on this party, actually. So I think that that's something we're going to talk about today.
Well, we also had a very different experience to begin with.
We did.
So that was part of it. However, let's say this. This town is very cool.
I think one of the only reasons you convinced me to go to this party was because of the town that it's in. So I went to college in this town.
Yeah, and it is very cool.
Love it. It is funky. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's like a small Portland-ish.
Yeah, but even... Well, Portland is trying to be Austin, which it never will be. So it's more like a small Austin, I think. It reminds me of Austin 30 years ago. It's very hip.
Before it was super commercialized.
Yeah, before it got destroyed. And now... But it's a very cool... It's a very cool town. And I was super excited to go because I had not been there yet.
Right.
So... That was a big part of it for me. I couldn't wait to get there, and we enjoyed it. We enjoyed our time there outside the party.
Yeah, we had a great dinner, went to this awesome brewery and had a fantastic dinner.
And yeah, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that town. And we had plans on going back very soon. But So we, as we told you in about the first swinger party, oddly enough, we won tickets to another event. And even after that experience wasn't awesome, we had the tickets. We talked about it ad nauseum. We owed it to ourselves and to the lifestyle about how we should try it again.
Yes.
So we did. We made plans. We made reservations. We took
time
off.
We did not stay at the hotel this time.
We did not stay at the hotel that was hosting this event. We learned our lesson from our first experience. We stayed at a great hotel downtown, about 10 miles away, 10 minutes away. And it was a great room and a great place, so we felt really good about that. And we were in a very, very fucking cool town. It was very cool.
Yeah, and I think just our preparation for this one was completely different. I knew after the first party that I was going to be comfortable in terms of, what I was wearing. I wasn't being so ridiculously crazy about my appearance at this one.
Well, we also knew we were going to see people and meet people there that we had... we had actually met,
right,
and that we had actually chatted with as well.
Yeah, we sat down with a couple in our hometown and had a great conversation with them and drinks.
Yep.
And we knew they were going to be at this event, so that was a little bit comforting.
And there was another couple that we'd been corresponding with for a while that we never actually met face to face.
Who apparently live 5 minutes from us.
Yeah, like literally 5 minutes from us. And they're very active in this particular group. So we had the opportunity to meet them as well.
Which was also a little bit concerning after we went to the first party. We talked about this particular couple.
Mm-hmm.
They are overly involved with this group. I mean,
a little too much so, I think.
They're
to the point where we couldn't really
talk
about
each other's weddings. Like, they were in one of the other couple's weddings, and they go to, all sorts of social events with them. And so, anyway, that'll become kind of part of this whole dynamic that we experience at this particular party.
And it was difficult for us to navigate just how much we were going to talk to them when we first met, when we met them about our experience at our at the first event, because they weren't subsequently they weren't at the first event that we were at.
No.
So,
but we also didn't want to completely, you know, piss them off or make them.
Well, we don't want to shit on it because we know how involved they are.
Right.
But it was a little, you know, it was difficult to try to explain how that experience, because they asked us what was that experience like. So we were pretty neutral in explaining it, and oh, you know, it was our first event and wasn't. We didn't really have our sea legs yet and that kind of thing. So
which is probably true, to be fair.
Yeah, maybe, but we still know that it was a goat fuck. So anyway, this was a different event. It was also BYOB, so we came prepared. We brought bourbon, we brought vodka, we brought mixers.
No, here's the picture. It's an entire backpack full of liquor, and you can't even fit all the mixers into the liquor. Like, we're trying to zip up, like, tea and lemonade.
Heavy enough that Brenna couldn't carry it.
It was so super heavy.
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff with us for sure.
Well, because your whole thing was like, we're going to share with people and that's how we're going to, you know, well, make new friends. Yeah. And it's not a bad idea. It's actually a great strategy.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to set up a bar. That's pretty much what we did. I mean, literally, we had a bar.
We're going to entice people in with booze.
Yeah. And
works all the time.
Well, and if you notice, like, a lot of the stuff that was around, like the other, like everybody brought something and they kind of had it in one designated place, but it wasn't very much. It wasn't like they didn't bring shareable amounts of anything.
No.
You know, it was like a bottle of wine or a bottle of bourbon or whatever. We literally could have got the whole fucking place drunk.
Oh my God.
100%.
Yeah. We had six bottles. Yeah, of
liquor. It was ridiculous. And we don't even drink that much. So, I mean, I don't know what the fuck we were thinking.
I'm sure people were like, oh my God, these alcoholics showing up.
Right.
These poor people.
Ironically, after talking about what had happened at the first party, we're the ones dragging in the 40 pound backpack full of fucking alcohol. So, anyway, we got there. It was not a nice place. It was not in a nice place.
No, it was not. And just like we said in the first one, the reason that that bothers us, we're not super uppity people where we're like, oh, God, we're too good for this place.
No.
My whole thing is I don't want us to feel like we have to hide. We don't hide. That's why our faces are on Twitter. That's why we're doing this podcast.
Right.
We're very open about who we are and what we're about.
Yeah.
And so the fact that we have to go to these shitty, seedy little hotels and hide in their conference rooms.
It was terrible.
It was really bad.
Yeah, it was shit is what it was. It made us very glad that we opted to stay 10 miles down the road.
Oh, I can't imagine.
At this really nice place. You know, and the difference in, listen, it's not a cost thing, it's not a money thing. The difference in price was negligible. All it was 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
But it's like stay in this Dewdrop Inn where you're likely to get bed bugs and God knows what else. Or you go 10 miles down the road and you spend a few extra dollars to stay in a really nice place.
Yeah.
You know, we had a great time. We'll talk about that as we go further. But it was a great room and, you know, it was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
Yeah.
You know? So, anyway.
It was another costume party, which we did not participate in.
No, but let's talk about why we didn't participate in this one. Because the first one, and we should say that these parties, this particular group, there's always a theme.
Yes.
Right? There's always a quote-unquote costume theme. The first one, I think, was ridiculous. That was that anything but clothes. I mean, stupid. Right? They were all wearing anything but what they were supposed to wear. It was a bath towel and Pringles can. It was terrible. And duct tape everywhere. So this one was some... I don't even remember what this was. Was it?
It was like schoolgirl.
Right. Back to school or something, right? So
yeah.
The problem with these things are some people take them really seriously and they go all out and they look really good. Like a lot of the women got dressed up in a little schoolgirl
plaid skirt. They were sexy. Some of them were really hot.
Yeah, they're running around with their glasses, their hair in pigtails.
Yeah.
It was really very cool. And then you got these schleps, these guys, like a couple of them wearing sweatsuits and the other guy wearing a football jersey and dirty shorts. Like, I just don't get it. Like, how about you just, you know, forgo that shit and just dress normally?
Well, I think the thing is if we were to go to and when we go to, like, a large swingers event that has a theme, first of all, there's usually a dress code. So, I mean, you're either in costume or you're in, like, nice clothing.
Right.
But second of all, when you're traveling to these events or you're going to some of the more high-end clubs, people really do go all out, so I would totally want to be a part of that. But this one's like, we kind of knew from the first one that it was going to be kind of lame, maybe, in terms of the costumes.
Well, people aren't putting forth the effort. It's almost like they're doing it because they feel like they have to do something. And the truth is, you can just show up, dress normally, and be just fine. We were dressed... Now, certainly we didn't dress like we did the first time. No suit, no beautiful dress. But we were dressed well. And some of the folks that we met, you know, the one couple that we met that we've corresponded with, The wife was dressed impeccably. She looked great.
Yeah, she had this super sexy little white dress on.
Yeah, her husband was dressed very well. He was very well put together. So there were folks there that looked really good that weren't attempting some half-assed costume, something that they pulled out of their closet from, you know, when they were in high school or something. It was kind of silly.
Yeah. You know? I will say the atmosphere from this one was completely different than the last one, though.
More joviality for sure.
For two things. One, yes, it was more exciting. There was more dancing going on. People were getting out on the dance floor. They did like birthday spankings, which I thought was kind of silly and fun. And, it was just a very different atmosphere from the first one in that way. However, I will also say on the other flip side of it, like we talked about with this couple that lives 5 minutes from us, mm-hmm. and there's this kind of core group of people that are in this club, mm-hmm. and they do everything together. They go to concerts together. They go to the, you know, summer fair together. They do all of these things together. So when they go to these events, it's like their own little bubble exists in the room.
Yeah, and this was much more so that way. And it's, I think, primarily because the people that were at this particular party in this particular town, some of them were at the first party we attended. But all of these folks are from the town in which this party was held. And they all know each other.
For the most part.
Well, and again, we have to say, we live in a small town. This was also a small town. So the swinger community in any of the surrounding areas where we live are going to be very inclusive. It's going to be a very incestuous thing. That's not a lot of people. So these 6-8 couples that were kind of cliquey at this particular event, they've known each other because they live near each other. Their kids go to the same schools. I mean, they know one another from this very small community. That's right. Part of it.
Right.
You know?
Which I think is great for them. I mean, I've been talking a lot lately about how I hope that one day we find our people in the lifestyle. We have found some of our people, but it's been kind of a couple here and a couple there, not necessarily a group. And these people have definitely found their group, which is great for them, but it was a little bit uncomfortable for us. It's like, how do we insert ourselves? How do we approach these people?
Right.
It was, and we're not shy people.
No.
By any means. I'm very outgoing. Right. I love talking to people. But even I felt like, what, you know, how do we even start this conversation when it's 8 couples that are literally standing in a circle together?
Right. And the truth of the matter is, for the length of time we were there, I didn't see that group break up at all.
No.
They were together the entire time. Now, again, the couple that we were corresponding with that we hadn't actually met yet, that is entrenched in this group, the wife seemed to be far more engaged with that particular group, and the husband not so much.
Right.
He was kind of off to the side, and we had the opportunity to talk to him. He recognized us. And let's talk about that for a second. Let me take a step back. So everyone listening, and I think for the large part, everyone is very much on the same page. I think, you know, not a lot of disingenuousness as it pertains to this lifestyle. I haven't seen a lot of that yet.
No.
You know, our pictures on our profiles are very recent. We put up recent pictures. Some folks out there seem to think it's okay to have pictures that are 6 or 8 years old on their profiles.
Yeah, that's fucking insane.
It's false advertising is what it is.
First of all, it is super disingenuous. And second of all, it makes it so we don't even recognize you when we meet you.
Like if you have some older pictures on there, that's fine. But if you want to pepper those in, but you need to have some very recent photos, especially when we're going to meet you.
I don't even think that's a good idea, because to me what it does is it allows me to compare 8 years ago versus today.
Well, provided you don't look totally different.
But he did.
Yeah. So what we're talking about here, folks, is we ran into the husband of this particular couple, and we've seen their pictures. We saw their pictures, or you did.
Multiple times.
On their profile. Well, when we were at the party, he was unrecognizable. I didn't know who he was.
No.
And you weren't 100% sure. We couldn't really tell it by her because she had a kind of a costume on.
Right.
And he came up to us finally and introduced himself.
Yes, because he recognized us right away.
Yeah, because we look like us. So I was taken back. He did not look the same.
No.
It was very kind of off-putting. And he's not an unattractive guy. It's not, that wasn't the thing, but he's like the dude in the picture.
No,
you know?
He did not.
So, you know, got to kind of keep that in mind. You know, be genuine to who you are. You know, I'm not going to put my high school fucking yearbook picture up there.
Seriously.
I mean, it's crazy because that picture was 6, as it turns out, was 6 years old.
Yeah, we found out.
You know,
me being the online sleuth that I am, figured out how old it is.
Yeah, 6 years old. Like, come on, man. Surely you've taken a picture or two since then, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, do something. So anyway, we had the opportunity to meet with him, and we did chat with him for a while. He was a very nice guy. We were talking to him for 10 minutes or 15 minutes before his wife ever even made her way over to us, because she was involved in that one particular, you know, nucleus of a group.
Right.
Which was, you know, not the worst thing in the world, but it was a little strange, again, for you and I, who came, again, with a different mindset. We were going to party. We were going to mingle. We were going to meet people. We brought a bar. We were ready to go.
Yeah.
And so that was like, wow, this is kind of interesting. Everyone's interacting, but like in pockets of groups. It was a little weird.
It was.
We did have an opportunity to meet another couple from our hometown, which we didn't know were going to be there. We didn't know who they were. We had no knowledge of them.
Right.
That was kind of interesting.
That was interesting. And the thing that I liked about that interaction, just because I'm all about, you know, pro women, is that he multiple times, like the four of us would interact. We went and kind of danced next to them, and we're, I would say, kind of flirting with them to some degree.
Yeah.
Very attractive older couple. I would say they're in their 50s.
They are in their 50s, and she is a fucking smoke show.
Oh, my God. This woman has a body like you would not believe. Like, she looks amazing.
She painted that dress on her, and I got to tell you, it wasn't hiding anything. If there was a flaw, you would have seen it, and she was smoking hot.
Completely flat stomach. I mean, this woman was, she was smoking hot.
And so sweet. She was so nice and so hospitable. Very, very pleasant. And yeah, her husband was kind of shy, really sharp looking guy, well put together, in good shape, and dressed well and carried himself well, but she was running the show.
Oh, for sure. So what I was going to say is, the four of us were kind of sitting at a table at one point interacting with each other, and then I think you got up to use the restroom or something, and I was sitting there with them, but he turned away from me to face her, and I heard him say to her, "So, like, what do you think? What's the
consensus?"
Yeah, and she was the one that was like, "Oh yeah, absolutely, they're very attractive."
You know, she was running the show.
She seems very, you know, mature and awesome, and 100%, she was the one that got to call the shots, and I loved that.
Well, we found out later, because we corresponded with them obviously since then, that he's shy, and she pretty much she dictates policy.
She calls the shots.
Yeah, which is great. I think it's awesome, you know, and I like the guy, because we were on the same page, he and I, as our perspectives of the event. He wasn't super impressed with everything going on. He's a little bit more reserved, and he likes the one-on-ones, obviously. You know, he's not going to get out there and trip the light fantastic on the dance floor. Even she said that's not his thing.
Well, so, and I think it speaks to why couples like them are at these events. You know, this is a
meet and greet.
This is a very mature couple. That they're more sophisticated.
Yeah.
They're educated people, and not to say that these other people aren't, but they're just a very sophisticated couple. But the reason that they come to these types of events at these shitty hotels with all these
they weren't staying there either.
People, no, but the reason they still come to these events is because of a lack of options where we live.
That's correct. And that's how you and I get to where we are right now. We went to that party, the party we're discussing right now, and our plans to go to the next party for that reason. We have come to terms with the fact that we are in a small place. It is not going to change.
We're not moving.
We're not moving, at least not now. And if we're going to continue to pursue this, which we have wholeheartedly decided we want to, it's really a big part of who we are now, we have to make sacrifices. And that means we have to go out of town, potentially out of state, which is also something we're talking about doing. And we're going to be interacting with people in different places, in different kind of arenas that we might not ordinarily interact with people. It's just something we have to do. We've just come to grips with that. That's what we're going to do.
Right.
So, they're of the same mindset. They live in a smaller town than we do.
Yeah, but it's really close to us, like 20 minutes away.
Yeah, but their town is smaller than ours, and I can't even imagine how difficult that must be, knowing that town. So, yeah, they stepped out of their comfort zone, and they went to this event as well. So, and good for us, because we got a chance to meet them. We obviously didn't play with them. We were just very cordial and having conversation, and we exchanged contact info, and have since obviously had the opportunity to correspond with them, and we plan on meeting them very soon. The husband works out of state for a portion of time, and then when he comes back, we'll have the chance to meet them. So very excited. That's going to be a great podcast. They're super people. So we're at the event, and we're having a couple cocktails, and then we got the chance to see our friends that we met for dinner and drinks in town. They were there also. And we had the opportunity to sit and chat with them. We liked them.
And I was feeling like there was a good vibe going. Like I said, there was some flirting with some of these couples. I think going into this event, we were pretty sure we weren't actually going to play with any couples. Or I was pretty sure we weren't.
Yeah, but we did say that if we had a couple of hard rules. If we were going to play with a couple, we knew what we were looking for. We were not looking for overt intoxication. We were looking for connection. We were looking for some different things. And we were playing at our hotel.
Or other nice hotels.
Or if they were staying in another hotel, that's fine. We were not playing in that hotel. That was not something we were going to do. And again, this isn't a slight against anybody because they stayed at a place like that. I don't want us to have to feel like we're hiding and we're in the shadows and it's seedy. I want the experience to be commensurate with what we're
and
looking
sexy.
For.
Sexy. I'm sorry, but there's no way that I'm going to feel sexy
no.
in a gross hotel room. That's not a thing.
No. Our place was very sexy. We had the big bed. We had two sofas.
Yeah, we had this like balcony that overlooked the lobby.
Yeah, which we took full advantage of, and I'm certain offended some people. I hope we did. Had a great little bar set up. It was nice. It was a nice room. So we were going to party. It was going to be in that room. You know, that's where we were going to be. Right. So we had a couple of hard, fast rules. Nothing crazy. But we did determine that we probably wouldn't be playing that night. We wanted to go and meet people.
Right.
You know, we were going to go back and use that room ourselves, which we totally did. So that was the good news. So we had a different mindset. And so we were there for a period of time and had a good time. We danced. We had a couple of slow songs that we enjoyed dancing to. And this particular couple, the wife that we were referring to, she dragged us out on the dance floor to dance with us. And it was a good time.
Until.
So let's go back to the single guy perspective, right? And there was another guy there and a gal who were at our first event.
Yes.
They are not a couple. They come together to gain entry.
Yes.
They're a single guy and a single girl. Once they get to the event...
I don't get it, though. Are they like friends?
Yeah, probably. Probably. But they made it clear at the first one they are not a couple.
Yeah.
They are using each other as a way to gain entry is what they're doing. Because as you have to be, if you're, so we should say that in this particular group, it's couples. The only time there are single men is if they are invited by the gentleman who operates the events.
No, not even that. They have to volunteer.
Well, they're volunteers. They help
the event.
Him.
Yeah,
they help set up. They help break down. But he only allows two.
Right.
Typically, if any at all. The first event, there were none.
Right.
At this particular event, the second one, there was one gentleman who was a single guy, who was identified as a single guy. So these two come in as a couple, but they're really not. And then once they get there, they disperse. They separate very quickly. And then you never really see them together again. We didn't see them the first time. And, of course, we didn't have the opportunity the second time, but we didn't see them again.
Right.
So we are sitting at a table. I'll draw a picture for everybody, myself and Brenna, with this very nice couple that we were referring to earlier and having a very nice conversation with them. At some point, Brenna got up and excused herself and went to the restroom. I would have normally accompanied her, but I was sitting talking to these people and didn't want to be rude to both of us just get up. And there was a seat between myself and the wife where Brenna was originally sitting. The husband was sitting to my right, Brenna to my left, and then the wife of that couple to her left. So kind of semi-circularly, it was almost, you know, the two guys next to each other and the two gals next to each other. So when you got up to use the restroom, very quickly, just as you basically got out the door of the room we were in to go into the hallway, this particular gentleman from party number one...
I like how you're calling him a gentleman.
I'm doing my best. He just basically sat down while I was talking to this particular couple and put himself in between myself and the wife. And she very politely said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Brenna is sitting there." And his response, while I'm sitting next to him, was not only unintelligent for his own health, but it was super fucking rude and really not consistent with the lifestyle at all. So he sat down and said, "Oh, I don't give a fuck who's sitting here." And why did he say that? Because he was fucking stupid and fucking drunk.
Drunk. So
okay?
Drunk.
So I should also preface this by saying my initial reaction in very many other circumstances would have been to slap him out of the chair.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, we were not in a place where that was acceptable, much like his behavior. So I excused myself and came and found you in the hallway as you were coming out of the bathroom.
Yeah, so I come out of the bathroom after we're just having this fantastic conversation with this very attractive couple, feeling like everything's going really well, and I come out of the bathroom and you're in the hallway, and your face was the color of your of a tomato.
Yeah, and of course I'm bald. I have shaved my head, so my entire head was probably on fire.
Oh my god! I was like, oh fuck, what happened?
Yeah, so I explained to Brenna what happened, and we came to the agreement that it would probably be best if we left, because I wasn't going to say anything to the host and start, you know, any of that bullshit. If, you know, he wants to have people in his parties that, you know, behave that way, that's his thing. And, you know, we couldn't have stayed, because I would have been seething about it, and it would have just gotten worse.
Well, here's my issue with this whole, with this guy in particular. He has a reputation in the club for being a douchebag, for being a drunk asshole, for starting shit.
Yep.
The first party we went to, another couple told us, oh God, we need to get away from that guy. He's being so obnoxious.
Yeah.
So he has this reputation of just being a complete fuckface.
Yeah.
And yet nothing is done about it.
Right. So our plan, of course, we're going to this next party. I'm not going to say anything to the host unless this gentleman shows up. And if he does, then I will pull the host aside and explain to him what happened and why we haven't been to a party since. And I'll let him determine how he wants to handle it. I will, of course, let him know that that behavior won't be tolerated again, not on our part. So I will just let him know that that's where we stand with it. And he will have to make a determination as to how he goes forward, whether he has a conversation with him or he doesn't take it seriously. And then, you know, it just plays out the way it plays out. But we're not going to allow someone else's bad behavior anymore to interfere with our good time. We're not going to do that. So, but this was very off-putting. It really disturbed me. It was a level of disrespect that I am not accustomed to tolerating, for sure. And certainly that we have not seen in the lifestyle yet.
No.
No. Because the two things that this lifestyle...
But if you think about it, I mean, they're in the lifestyle, but they already kind of present themselves in a disingenuous way.
Sure they do. They gain access
by... They act like they're a couple.
Yeah. Yeah. They gain access by interpreting themselves as a couple. And as it turns out, they're abso-fucking-lutely not. And he's a total piece of shit. So the idea in this lifestyle is communication and mutual respect. I think those are the two biggest pieces of how you function in this lifestyle, whether you're a couple or whether you're interacting with couples. It's right. Communication and it's respect. And there was a full lack of respect on this guy's part.
Yeah. So we left.
So we thanked, we said our goodbyes to the couple that we met, of course, and some of the people that we knew. And we grabbed our bar and hightailed it back to our hotel room. We were in downtown, very cool city.
Yep.
Very cool town, in a college town. So we thought, well, fuck it, let's walk around a little bit, go downtown, see some of the places, check out some of the bars, which we did. Not for long, because they were super fucking crazy and rowdy.
Full of
drunk college kids. And thought, well, we have a bar at the hotel room. We should just go back and have our own party.
And which is what we did.
We did.
We were, and I'll say, I think there was a little bit of like a frustration feeling from us. Like,
oh, for sure.
Traveling
all
the way here and having it be a disappointment again.
Second time,
and
fucking disappointment.
100% took that out on each other in the best possible way.
Yeah.
Our sex that night was angry.
It was raw and angry. And we should say, we have rough sex most, 8 out of 10 times that we have sex. It's rough. On some level.
This was way on a different level.
This was angry and raw and frustrated.
And we left the door open to the balcony whole time.
Yeah, and this particular hotel is kind of mid-rise. So if you have an internal room, your balcony, we had a big balcony, we were in a corner.
Yep.
The balcony overlooked like the banquet area and like where breakfast is held every morning and the lobby.
Yeah.
So, and of course, all the windows and the rooms are facing each other. So the curtains are open, the door is open. And we are fucking having at it.
Yes.
Yeah, it was rough. It was a couple of hours of angry,
and choking,
rough stuff.
And
God. It was good stuff.
It was so hot. It was like we released all of our demons
right.
in that like hour and a half period.
Right. Well, followed by the same thing first thing in the morning.
The first thing.
Early.
I don't even think we said anything to each other before we started having sex again.
Well, no, because you were kind of laying with your back to me, and I just started rubbing on your ass like I normally do. And then pretty much it went on from there.
Yeah.
And it was early because when we checked out of the hotel, we went and had breakfast.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like 9 o'clock when we left.
No.
So this probably started around 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And then of course we We showered, got dressed, packed our stuff up, made sure we had all of the components of our bar, and there was a lot of it. And we took off and went and had a great breakfast at a very cool spot in a very cool town. And kind of did the sightseeing thing for a little while.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the biggest thing we took away from this party and that we are really keeping in mind going forward is that for us, we want that connection. We've said it multiple times in multiple episodes now. We want a connection with people. We don't necessarily want the sex club experience where we're going in and we're meeting someone and 5 minutes later we're playing with them. Right. No judgment at all to those who want that. And I understand there's a lot of people in the lifestyle who enjoy that. And that's awesome.
Yeah, but this place, but we should all, we also have to say that, again, the rules as dictated by the host of these events, there can be no nudity, there can be no sexual contact, no overt drunkenness at these events because the hotels in which they are held are owned by the same group of people, and he doesn't want to not be invited back because of somebody being offended or whatever. So it's not like it's not like a club, like in a bigger city where there are rooms and places for that.
I understand that, but I'm saying after going to these events, I don't want that experience even. No, I want the connection. I want a friendship. I want to talk with people and understand them and have them understand us. Like that's half of what this lifestyle is to me.
Well, and I think what we did in those past two parties was we were on the fence. We were like, okay, well, we're going to go meet people. And if something comes up, you know, if a playtime happens and we're okay with that. This time we know what we're getting into. We've made arrangements and we've made accommodations. And we know that going to this third event, we are going to meet and greet. And then we are going to have a good time afterward with our, together. And that is it. So we don't even have that weight of worrying about that.
Right.
If we meet some very cool people, and I hope we do, we're going to connect with them later.
Right.
And we're going to just have a good time. And when we're ready to go, we're going to go. And then we're going to enjoy the town that we're in together. That's right. The plan.
Totally.
Yeah. So anyway, not a lot of fun sex at this particular event that we had. We had great time.
I was going to say, we had fantastic sex.
Yeah, we had great time. But again, it's important that we share with you the truth of some of these experiences. And the truth is, as much as we like the communication and the respect and the camaraderie that you find in this lifestyle with a large number of people, there are outliers. And, you know, we didn't join this particular group and we don't enjoy this lifestyle for anything other than our sexual enhancement, the meeting of other very cool, like-minded people, and the communication and the respect that it allows us to share with people and ourselves. And when some fucktard throws a monkey wrench in it, it's enough to really kind of turn you off. And we were totally dead set against doing one of these parties with this particular group again. We've missed out on probably five.
Listen, the fact that you were able to talk me into a second one is crazy enough. The fact that I am going to a third one speaks volumes to how serious we are about this lifestyle.
Well, it speaks volumes to our commitment because we have had two experiences, neither of which were exemplary.
To be honest, I am a masochist, so maybe this is like, you know, situational masochism or something.
Well, and what did we say? So we've said before, guys, you've heard us say this, particularly about the first party. We live in a very difficult town to pull these parties off in because it's a small community. It's not an inexpensive place to live. And a lot of these places, these hotels, there are no seedy hotels
here. It's very high end.
Yeah. And these people are not going to go for it. Like, you're not going to throw an event at a hotel downtown like this. They're not going to have it.
Oh, fuck no.
So what did we come to find out after RSVPing for this party? It turns out that in a couple short months, he's going to host an event in our town. Now, he's still putting the pieces together, but we do know where the party itself is going to be held.
Yes.
But not so much the hotel yet. He hasn't figured out the accommodations. So we have to go to that because it's in our hometown. And the place it's being held
is a bar.
It's a straight-up bar, but it's a fucking dive bar.
Oh, the diviest of dive bars.
It's the diviest of dive bars. It's like if someone said, what one bar would you hold this party in that town?
Oh, it immediately would
come to
mind.
It comes right to your fucking head.
Yep.
And as it turns out, that's where it's being held. So it's kind of awesome in every imaginable way, good and bad. So we are going to go to that event, and it's going to be in a couple of months.
Yes.
So we'll do a podcast about it, and we have to go. It's in our town. We have to go to it. We have to.
Okay.
So, and
you keep saying we have to. We have to.
However, there is one caveat. There's another event going on in our town that's very important to us at approximately the same time. So hopefully these two things aren't taking place at once.
That'll be a great podcast episode too.
Oh, that's going to be. So we've told you before, the fetish ball is held in our town.
Ugh.
And it's the same time.
And it's the best.
It's the best thing ever. It's a few hundred people, like-minded folks. Not a couple of couples. It's several hundred people. So hopefully this event isn't on the same night. If it is, we're going to have to figure it out. But anyway, for a later podcast.
Yes. Other exciting news for you guys. We are planning an interview, our first interview on the podcast very soon.
Yes.
Hopefully within the next couple of weeks here, we'll get that lined up. So
yes.
More information to come. Check out our Twitter page for updates on that. It is going to be good. You will not want to miss this interview.
No.
And we are also in talks with doing an interview on another podcast.
Yes.
So we'll give you guys some information when we have exact details on that as well, but that should be really fun.
Yeah, and that's a relationship-based podcast. So not just about our lifestyle necessarily, but it's marriage and relationship-based and what kind of dynamics go into different relationships.
So stay tuned on that. And we have a very big announcement coming for the actual podcast itself.
Yes, we do.
Some changes coming that I think will be very exciting and pretty outside of the norm. So we have talked many times. We're not conventional in any way.
No.
The age gap, the swinging, the BDSM. I mean, we just don't do anything the normal way. And our podcast has to reflect that. So there is going to be just something new and different that you guys probably aren't seeing on all the other podcasts. And we're excited about that. So
very excited.
Twitter is where you'll probably hear about it first.
For sure.
But we'll make sure to keep you guys updated. And I think that's what we have for you this week.
That's it. Thank you so much, everybody. Keep the information coming. Keep the questions coming. Keep the comments coming. Shoot us emails. Let us know what's going on in the lifestyle in your world. And let us know what you want to hear from us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.